Welcome back to On the Mic with your host, CO. That's me. We're talking about the turkey in the room. Normally we call it the elephant in the room when something's just not right or there's something controversial. And we don't want to talk about it. We don't talk about it. This is the turkey in the room around Thanksgiving. I always feel there's two turkeys in the room. The literal turkey that we're about to eat, and then the figurative turkey in the room. And we're talking about, what is it? Why don't we address the figurative turkey in the room over Thanksgiving? And do we, or can we as a culture, do we have the wherewithal, the balls, the chutzpah to come clean, to face reality, face the facts? What am I talking about, you're probably asking? Well, Thanksgiving is just not accurate. Not the story, and not the celebration that comes with it as far as giving thanks. Now, there's a large elephant in the room that just got blown to bits. And I'm talking about sexual harassment and sexual abuse. In the media, we have just been inundated with story after story of women and some men coming out after decades, not just a couple years, but decades of abuse and harassment in sports, in politics, in media, in Hollywood. This is what I'm talking about. This is happening, and it's happening now. So, we can discuss the violence put upon Americans in the workplace and social places as well when it comes to the political industry, the media industry, the sports industry. And we can trust and listen to these allegations, and we can start talking about what's happening, why, and really addressing the pain and the injustice. But we can't do it when it comes to the founding fathers, the beginning of this so-called nation called the United States, and the history of Thanksgiving. We just don't do it. Not as a general culture. The story usually described to me when I was a kid, and I believe described in every public school, and I went to private school, by the way, it's described the same way. Thanksgiving started a little something like this, 1621, right? It's 3 days of partying by pilgrims who had just arrived, and these Native Americans, the Wampanoag, where they had their first successful harvest. And there was just plenty of food. And mind you, the Native Americans taught them, these early pilgrims, to hunt and fish and plant harvest, right? They had this beautiful celebration, okay? And that was thanks to Squanto, the story, right, of the friendly Indian. And then, you know, that's it. That's what we celebrate. Mind you, what's missing from that historical inaccuracy are the thousands of Native Americans who died in previous years due to smallpox brought by these pilgrims, these settlers, these colonists, if you will. Millions, 75% of the population devastated. The remaining Native Americans who survived were celebrating themselves Thanksgiving because of their survival in the first wave of decimation. Unintended, but still brought by the settlers. Next, what follows and is missing from the Thanksgiving story that you don't talk about in school or at the Thanksgiving table is the subject of the turkey in the room. And we'll get right back to it after this brief pause.